Every historian would agree, I think, that history is a kind of research or inquiry. What kind of inquiry it is, I do not yet ask. The point is that it generally belongs to what we call the sciences, that is, the forms of thought whereby we ask questions and try to answer them. Science in general, it is important to realize, does not consist in collecting what we already know and arranging it in this or that kind of pattern. It consists in fastening upon something we do not know and trying to discover it. Playing patience with things we already know may be a useful means toward this end, but it is not the end in itself. It is at best only the means. It is scientifically valuable only insofar as the new arrangement gives us the answer to a question we have already decided to ask. That is why all science begins from the knowledge of our own ignorance. Not our ignorance of everything, but our ignorance of some definite thing, the origin of Parliament, the cause of cancer, the chemical composition on the sun, the way to make a pump work without muscular exertion on the part of a man or a horse or some other animal. Science is finding things out, and in that sense, history is a science.